contract performance and remedies. So contract performance, we'll talk, there must be substantial performance. So substantial performance is performance that provides a party with the important and essential benefit of a contract, in spite of any omission or deviation from the terms. Because substantial performance is not perfect, the other party is entitled to damages to compensate for the failure to comply with the contract. So here we have impossibility as well of performance. So after the contract is made, performance may become impossible. This brings us to the doctrine of impossibility of performance, which is excuse the parties from contractual performance duties in this situation. A law may have been passed that something can no longer be done, or the subject matter has been destroyed or perished. All right, if I sold that, I'll sell you a horse, and then the day of delivery, the horse dies. That is, you may sue me for it, but I cannot sell you unless you want a dead horse. So that contract or that performance is impossible to perform. So the doctrine of impossibility applies.